He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the December 17th live edition. 8 days, seven shopping days. Is that how it works until Christmas? Well, there's no Santa Claus rally taking place in the market today. In fact, we've got the Dow down 230 points this morning. Boy, that puts it under 24,000, and we're looking now at those February-January support levels on the Dow. The Dow is currently at 23,876. In the meantime, the S&P 500, which is also back to those support levels of earlier this year, the S&P finds itself this morning down 21 points to 2,578. The NASDAQ has improved a bit, but it's also down around those early 2018 support levels at 68.47. The Russell 2K Small Cap Index, which is now down 20% from its high that was set earlier this year, the Russell 2K down 1.2% to 13.93. We've got crude oil up a nickel to $51.25. Gold is up $4. Gold getting a little bit of a bid here recently. Gold getting a little bit more interesting here recently. Gold is up $4 per ounce to $1,241 per ounce. Silver is up a nickel to $14.69 per ounce. And the 10-year backing off a little bit, 2 basis points. We're down 2 basis points today. And the 10-year right now is settled at 2.87%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting from the shores of the historic Ashley River in Charleston, South Carolina. Well, I begin a new week with 67 B-plus or better stocks in my database of about 5,000. That's not a very good number. In fact, it's a very weak number. And while the fundamentals of the market remain very good, the sentiment and the technicals of the market currently remain very, very weak. 67 B-plus or better stocks. I normally have about 300 or 400 in a healthy market. And that number has been as low as 35 here recently. That was back in late October. I have 113 out of 5,000 A or better grade momentum stocks. I'll be looking at those 67 B plus or better, those 130 A or better. Maybe some of them are inverse funds. Some of those inverse funds look pretty good right now. I have added just a few here and there to some of my portfolios. The market technicals remain very, very weak. And the big question on everybody's mind is the market deeply oversold, or is it moving into a bear market? Well, once again, I attacked that issue in my newsletter over the weekend. If you didn't get it, if you have never gotten it before, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I put a great deal of work, once again, into that newsletter, going down every nook and cranny, alleyway, back alley of the market, looking at all the various valuation indicators, technical indicators, economic reports, you name it. Well, we had another big sell-off in the market on Friday. We got to go back and remember Friday. I hate to, but the market was down, 500 points, something like that, on Friday. That worked out to a 2% drop. Much of that was around The baby powder plunge in Johnson and Johnson, but that also spread to Amazon. Amazon was down 4% on Friday. Apple, Microsoft, Netflix were all lower by about 3% on Friday. And a lot of that tumble was also not only Johnson & Johnson's talcum powder problems, but also a weaker than expected China economic growth report. Well, that's bad news for China, but it may be a silver lining out there, because the weaker China's economy gets, the more anxious and the more angst there is to strike up some kind of a grand trade deal, which I still believe is coming. I just don't think that we can afford to not get a trade deal with China, and I don't think China can afford not to get a trade deal with us. In the meantime, the two sides go back and forth. But last week, China's November retail sales numbers rose 8.1%, which is pretty good. But it was weaker than expected, and it marked the slowest pace since 2003. They also had weaker than expected industrial production numbers in China. And, of course, we're also seeing a continued weakness in the European economy. We now are in correction territory on all of our major indexes. They have not moved into a bear yet, although the Russell 2000 is getting very close to that bear territory. So we are on bear watch right now. We've had 9+ years of bull market. And as I say, the fundamentals of the market still remain extremely good. The sentiment, which is the other half of the equation, remains extremely weak right now. And it didn't help that on Friday we had a federal judge in Texas throw out Obamacare. And now you're seeing major weakness in the healthcare sector. And this was the sector that looked the best of all before all of this hit over there at Johnson & Johnson. And now with Obamacare, well, it's going to be appealed over and over and over again. But that has thrown the healthcare sector now into a tizzy, along with the technology sector, along with the energy sector. But having said all of that, the fundamentals of the market remain very, very good. In fact, we closed Friday with a forward P.E. ratio on the S&P 500 of under 15, and that hasn't happened for a long, long time. The forward PE on the Chinese market is even much lower than that, down at around 10%. Well, world markets were mixed overnight. Japan was up 0.6%. The chart on the Nikkei does not look good. I showed that over the weekend. China was up 0.2% overnight. The chart of China, the Shanghai index, looks very, very promising right now. And Europe was basically down 0.3% overnight. The chart of the European market looks extremely weak right now. Well, we'll have one more Fed decision before the end of the year. And we are expecting the fourth rate hike of 2019. And President Trump took another swipe at the Fed before their decision. He tweeted, "It's incredible that the Fed is even considering yet another rate hike, given that the dollar is strong and that there is virtually no inflation." Well, I would agree with that. We had CPI numbers. We had PPI numbers last week. Pretty benign. We're not seeing any inflation out there. And he's also right about the strong dollar. But the Fed remains, you know, fairly hawkish. And it's almost a certainty that they will hike again here on December the 19th. That's 2 days. That's Wednesday of this week. We're expecting another rate hike. All right. Well, we also have continued problems in the UK. There was some talk over the weekend of Theresa May calling for a second Brexit referendum. But she said this morning, no, the English people have spoken, the UK has spoken, and we are going to carry out the will of the people. They just can't seem to get an agreement with the EU, who's basically telling them to not let the door hit them on the way out. Well, we've got the medical sector under fire. We've got a comeback coming going on in the market right now. A lot going on in individual companies here. We'll get to that all in a minute. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have seen a little bit of a comeback here in the market since the open. That's good news. We did have some news over the weekend after the markets closed on Friday that the Affordable Care Act was declared unconstitutional by a federal judge in Texas. And that has kind of got the healthcare sector in a tizzy here today, especially the healthcare providers, and throwing a little bit more, a little bit of uncertainty on the fire there. But that obviously is in no means a final decision. That will be appealed over and over and over and over again. Well, Embraer of Brazil has finalized the terms of a proposed deal to sell 80% of its commercial aviation business to Boeing for $4.2 billion. Let's check in on Boeing here this morning. Boeing looks pretty good, actually, firming up $2.83 this morning. I do like Boeing right now as a growth and income stock. The transaction still needs approval from the Brazilian government as well as shareholders and regulators, but the company's also agreed to another joint venture to promote and develop new markets for the multi-mission medium airlift KC-390. There's also news from Boeing that they are now going to deliver their first 737s from their new China plant. Well, we've got a plant here in Charleston, and as I look at those planes that are lined up for delivery, many of them have Air China emblazoned upon them and other Chinese airlines. Boeing delivered their first 737s built at its new Zhaoshan facility to Air China during a ceremony today. The facility is located about 180 miles from Shanghai, and it's tagged with a production target of 100 planes per year. So things going well still at Boeing. I continue to watch Boeing. I got a few people that I know that work there at Boeing. And of course, a big presence there up in the Northwest where our show is heard every day. And as I said, Boeing stock firming up pretty well right now. It's up $2.86. North Dakota oil production. Boy, I remember when that Bakken formation really broke, and they had the big boom up there in Fargo, North Dakota, and everybody was rushing to that area. Well, now they're producing 1.4 million barrels per day. That was in October, up nearly 32 barrels per day from September, and setting another monthly production record. Have you looked at the price of gasoline recently? I got some for $1.99 the other day here in Charleston, and I took the extra money that I had and bought some new fishing lures. The sparkly shrimp lures ought to work really good this time of year. So, yes, lower gas prices does put more money into consumers' pockets. And yes, the U.S. has basically become energy independent. No longer are we dependent upon oil from the Middle East. Well, Johnson & Johnson, we need to check in on them. You know, that's rattling the entire healthcare sector, the drug stocks. Johnson & Johnson was slammed on Friday. That was one of the big catalysts behind the 500-point drop. But Johnson & Johnson is striking back and saying a lot of this is fake news, and they're pointing at Reuters. Of course, Reuters, they definitely lean one way or the other. I'll let you figure out which way they lean. Johnson & Johnson is being stung, that was last Friday, by reports it knew for years about contaminants in its baby powder. Boy, think, you know, talk about an innocuous product, baby powder, right? It had asbestos in it. Who would have ever guessed? Well, anyways, they are saying that Reuters, their Reuters article was false. The Reuters article is one-sided, false, and inflammatory. Well, asbestos is pretty inflammatory, says the company. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder is safe and asbestos-free. Well, that's Johnson & Johnson now. J&J notes studies of more than 100,000 people showing that talc doesn't cause cancer or asbestos-related diseases. Well, you know, the story really shook up the stock on Friday. You know, we had a similar case with the Bloomberg story on the Chinese spy chips just clobbering the tech sector there for several days, and especially the companies that were in the spotlight of that article, and nothing true has come from that article yet. So I always kind of have to take it with a grain of salt when these articles come out slamming a company. This time it's Reuters. Johnson & Johnson is crying foul. Reuters is standing by the story. Johnson & Johnson is bouncing a bit, and I think that's part of the comeback here in the Dow. Yes, we're still negative, but not as negative as we were. Johnson & Johnson just got slammed on Friday. And it was one of the big catalysts behind the market selling off on Friday. Well, Goldman Sachs isn't helping the market at all. Have you seen the banks lately? You know, there's a 3x inverse bank ETF. I'll talk about that in a minute. Malaysia has filed criminal charges against units of Goldman Sachs, GS, on the New York Stock Exchange, involving what it said were false statements made in relation to the 1MDB scandal. The government will seek fines well in excess of both the $2.7 billion of the allegedly misappropriated funds and the $600 million in fees received by Goldman for the bond sale. Now, let's just look at a chart here of Goldman Sachs. In fact, the banks, in fact, the financial sector, one of the worst sectors in the entire market. I have no exposure to the banks or the financial sector. Goldman Sachs is hitting a new 52-week low, down $1.91, actually $3.33. That's another 2% drop. And Goldman Sachs has also been a big catalyst behind the big sell-off that we've seen in the Dow. And again on last Friday. Now, when we come back, let's just take a look. Let's just check in on an inverse bank ETF. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the best stocks now and the worst stocks now, Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Now, I'm one of the guys in the industry that include inverse ETFs as an asset class. Well, you know, the average firm out there, they consider the asset classes to be stocks and bonds, those two. And of course, there's a lot of subsets of those stocks and bonds. And the inverse funds are not even an option for them. Well, I believe that the inverse funds are a very viable option. Because at some point in time, we will go into another bear market. Now, I don't believe this is the time yet, but I am prepared. I have a tackle box full of silver glittery shrimp lures to green frog lures and everything in between, depending on what the conditions are out there. One of the areas that is extremely weak right now, I just mentioned Goldman Sachs, extremely weak. And, you know, you can look at the other banking sectors, the banking stocks, and, in fact, you can look at the upside regional bank ETF, which is KRE. That's one of the banking ETFs. Now, that's if you're a bull on that ETF. Now, I don't currently have an inverse bank ETF, but there is one out there in just in case. The symbol is WDRW. Let's just take a look. Let's have a look at that. Man, that thing broke out on Friday. Had a big day on Thursday. It's coming back to earth just a little bit here today. But if you go back to 2008-2009, the banks and the financials were at the center. They were in the eye wall of the hurricane when it came ashore and knocked the Dow for a loop and knocked the Dow for, or the S&P for a 53% sell-off. That was a pretty handy lure to have in the back of the tackle box when that event happened. And that event will happen again at some point in time. Now, we don't know where it will come ashore. Will it be the bond market? Will it be the biotechs? Will it be the healthcare sector? Will it just be the overall economy in general? Well, I look at those inverse funds every single day as they are a very viable asset class and will be needed at some point in time. WDRW is the anti, the inverse, the other side of the street, not the sunny side of the street, the dark side of the street, if the banks continue to fall apart. Now, having said that, I do not have any exposure right now to the inverse bank funds, but it certainly is on my watch list, and it's one that I look at every day just in case. Sunrun, down 10% last week. FBI investigation. I've owned Sunrun in the past. Sunrun is the nation's biggest provider or biggest purveyor of solar energy systems to residential customers. They're in 22 states. Sunrun plunged on Friday 10.7% on a Seeking Alpha article detailing a previously undisclosed FBI and Justice Department investigation for fraud that runs parallel to the SEC. Now, I haven't read the article myself. I haven't fact-checked it, but that's why the stock plunged last week. The information came to light through a Freedom of Information Act request. So apparently there is something to it. Sunrun is down another 1.1% today, but it was down 10% on Friday. Sunrun has been, you know, growing pretty rapidly, 30, 40% per quarter in their revenues. But there is a little bit of a cloud over their head, over the sun. The sun is not shining on Sunrun right now. I currently do not have a position in Sunrun, but I have owned it in the past. Well, here's something else to worry about. this week before Christmas. Government shutdown, a hot topic this week. With seven spending bills set to expire this weekend, Republicans and White House officials are reportedly discussing a two-week spending measure that would push the fight into next year. However, it's not clear whether they will pursue that route because President Trump has previously threatened to trigger a shutdown if Congress refuses to pass a spending bill that allocates $5 billion for border wall funding. So there could be. That would come on Christmas Eve. The government shut down. Merry Christmas. You're laid off. I don't think that's going to happen, but it is going to hang over the market this week. Well, how about the housing market in 2019? At least rates have come down a little bit here on the 30-year. Fannie Mae expects mortgage rates and home sales to stabilize in 2019. Fannie Mae sees full-year GDP growth of 2.3% in 2019. Now, that's an important number. In other words, Fannie Mae is not seeing a recession in 2019. In fact, Fannie Mae pretty much has to keep their ear to the ground as far as the economy is going because they are a major player in the real estate and the housing and the mortgage market. They're seeing full GDP growth, full year 2019, of 2.3%. And I would say that, you know, that's not the stuff that recessions or bear markets are made of. Despite the weakness that you've seen in the market, they expect mortgage rates to trend sideways next year. And they expect home price appreciation to continue to moderate, which would improve affordability, and it could breathe some life into the housing market. Well, having said that, I have very little interest in the financials, the lenders, and I have very little interest in the home builders. Davidson cuts Apple target. You know, I was looking at Apple's chart last week. I currently do not own Apple. Apple is trying really hard to put in a bottom. And again, today it's struggling. It's trying to put in a bottom here at about 165, right in that area. Apple is down 70 points since early October and has been one of the big catalysts. Also, their iPhone was not the hit that they thought it would be. And that has hurt the whole downline, all their suppliers and manufacturers downline, downstream of Apple. Apple is now down about 30% in the last 2 months. That's a huge hit. And now it's struggling to put in a bottom in the 165 area. D.A. Davidson maintains their buy rating on Apple, but they cut their price target from 290 to 280. You know what? 280, that'd be a heck of a buy if Apple's currently trading at 167 and they think it gets back to 280. That's one of the most optimistic price targets that I have seen out there on the street. They feel like the recent pullback was overdone and that the lower near-term performance is already priced into the shares. Well, what about Abbott Labs? In fact, I'm thinking about making Abbott Labs my featured stock of the day. I've done that in the past. Abbott Labs hikes their quarterly dividend by 32 cents. Abbott Labs currently has a dividend yield of 1.8%. And Abbott Labs is currently ranked at number 27 out of 5,000. Boy, that definitely is a candidate as my featured stock of the day when we come back for the fourth. I got one other one, too. Actually, two more that I'm considering. But we'll decide. I'll make the decision here before we come back for the final segment of the show. Best Buy down 6% today. You know, I've noticed the retail sector has really softened up. Look at the ETF XRT. That's the retail sector. And Best Buy, not a good chart at all. I have zero exposure to BBY. Okay, we'll do our featured stock of the day. We come back. This is Bill Gunderson, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're seeing a little bit of a sell-off here in the medical stocks. Couple of factors contributing to that. One, the Johnson & Johnson talcum powder issue that took that stock down $10 a share on Friday on a an article by Reuters that Johnson & Johnson is denying. And we also have a judge on Friday declaring Obamacare unconstitutional. So that is causing a little bit of a sell-off here in the medical sector. I continue to like, however, Abbott Labs, ABT. In fact, it's currently ranked number 27 out of 4,990 in my Best Stocks Now app. From a valuation point of view, I currently have a $120 target price on ABT, which is a $122 billion company headquartered in Abbott Park, Illinois. I think they're a big part of Abbott Park, Illinois, is Abbott Labs. They develop generic pharmaceuticals, diagnostic systems, nutritional supplements, vascular, ophthalmic product, a major, major drug company, which has put up some very good numbers over the year. It currently has a value grade of B-. The performance grade is a B+, and it's based on some pretty good performance by ABT over the years versus the market. Abbott has put up some pretty decent alpha. Over the last 10 years, ABT has delivered 15.8% per year. That's the average annual return when you take into account the dividends that it's paid. 15.8 over the last 10 years, the market has delivered 11% per year. Over the last 5 years, Abbott has pretty much doubled, more than doubled the returns of the market with a 16.8% average annual return, while the market has delivered 7.8%. Oh, I like those alpha numbers. Over the last 3 years, Abbott has delivered double the market returns, more than double. 18.6% per year, the market 8.4%. And over the last 12 months, while the market's down 2%, that's right, over the last 12 months, you go back to 12 months ago today, look at the price then, look at the price of the market now, we're down 2%. Market's made no progress in 1 year, it's time. And the Abbott Labs stock has delivered 29.4%. So it gets a pretty good, it gets a B+ performance grade. Also, It should be noted that in 2008, when the S&P was down 38%, Abbott was only down 4.4%. So it also gets, yeah, it's a defensive stock. Drug stocks by nature are defensive. And it, one would think that it would hold up better than most in a bear market. Well, Abbott Labs, when all is said and done, when I combine the valuation with the performance, it comes up at number 27 overall out of 4,990. Remember, I only have 65 B-plus or better stocks. Abbott Labs is one of them. And I do own ABT in my growth and income portfolio, which is my most conservative stock portfolio. That's more of that distribution phase. Oh, I'm still looking for growth in that, but I'm also looking for some dividend stocks. A lot of times, a dividend payer will be a little less volatile, will have a little lower beta than a pure growth stock. In fact, the beta on Abbott Labs, ABT, it's 1.5. So it is more volatile than the overall market. But you see, as a dividend stock goes down in price, the dividend yield goes up. And the theory is, as the dividend yield goes up and the stock goes down, that attracts new buyers into the stock and helps put in a floor. If we look at the chart pattern of Abbott Labs right now, it's in a sideways trend. It was in a really strong uptrend that came to a halt in early October with the rest of the market. Abbott Labs sold off by about 7 or 8%, but it has held up a lot better than the overall market. And Abbott Labs has been in a sideways trend here for the last two, almost 3 months. But I believe, based on valuations, that eventually it will break through that $75 resistance area and go on to new highs. Well, there are no guarantees. It's a stock I own. It's not a recommendation, but it's an example of a best stock now in the large cap growth and income category of the market. Well, if you would be interested in looking and having me manage a growth and income type of portfolio, I think it's going to be a decent year in 2019 for the growth and income stocks, especially if we can get a deal made between the U.S. and China, because the dividend stocks have been under fire this year. Many of them are multinationals. Many of them have been caught up in the trade war. You look at the Caterpillars, the Boeings, the Deeres of the world, and that has hurt them. But I do think that 2019 is shaping up pretty nicely for the dividend growth and income stocks like Abbott Labs, which would be just one example of what I consider to be a best stock now in that category. Well, if you'd like for me to analyze and take a look at what you're currently invested in, are you in the worst asset classes now, the best asset classes now? Is anyone minding the mint? Is anyone managing your portfolio where you're at now? Is it time to make some New Year's resolutions and make some changes in 2019? Well, you can reach us. You can get my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com, or you can set up an appointment with me at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.